Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I'm still
Shout Even Shy, singing Word You Cannot Say, a poem I wrote that she put music to. Thank you, Bridget. Well, welcome, my friends, to the show that where we pretend. You have stumbled into A Team of Voices Radio. It's a Wonderland production that was sponsored by A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. We are part of the allpoetrygroup.com. poetry.com is free to join. You can find us, A Team of Voices, in the group section of the groups tab. Knock on the door, Deborah will let you in. Free to join. I just said it's free to join, right? Along with me tonight is Deborah Lee. She does all the heavy lifting, so I can sit down here and look pretty. Hi, Deb.
Hey, Hatter.
And tonight, the Hatter's Jukebox. It's February 13th, the year of our Lord, 2024, day before Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day.
I was confused for a minute.
I don't know where that came from. But we are paying tribute to probably one of the lesser known guitarists, but he is one of the greats of all time. His name is Gary Moore. He's from Northern Ireland. He played in bands like Skid Row, Thin Lizzy, Greg Lake Band, Colossus II. and a couple of, he played with guys like Ron Argent, Keith Emerson, Greg Lake, which is Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, Traveling Wilburys, Paul Rogers, Jack Bruce from Cream, John Mayall, Jim Capoletti, who was from Traffic, was Thank you so much. I'm having a damn mental breakdown here. Yeah, Gary Moore. For some reason, Gary Moore, of all my knowledge of nothing that I acquired through my life, Gary Moore slipped through my view, and I had to sit and think why that would be. I think it was I was recovering from a bad accident, immediately got married, didn't put music back in my life for a while, and that's the name of that tune. Let me find my notes. I'm going to go right to one of his songs so you might know who I'm talking about. Let's see. You'd know him most for Thin Lizzy, but I'm going to play. No. Let's see. I'm looking over the list that I got. Okay. This is Wishing Well. This is one of the ones he's most known for.
Armed patrols are part of the pain that never goes away. Belfast is a city always on guard, and this tension is reflected in Gary Moore's music.
This one's called Wishing Well. Take off your hat, kick off your shoes.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Gary Moore playing Wishing Well. Gary Moore was born Robert William Gary Moore on April 4th, 1952. We lost him in February 6th, 2011. He was 58 years old. He's from Northern Ireland. He was active from 1962, playing rock and roll, 1962 to 2011, the year that he passed away. His influences were Peter Green and Eric Clapton. He missed one and two. Peter Green was from, I believe that was Fleetwood Mac. And the story goes that Peter Green heard Gary play, and they got together and they became friends. Gary asked him about his guitar. Peter Green had a 1959 Gibson Les Paul, which eventually sold for almost $2 million. Peter Green gave it to him for the price of another guitar, so probably a couple hundred bucks back then. And Gary Moore treasured the guitar. He had to sell it because of an accident he was in, and no medical bills were being paid, so he sold it to the lead guitarist of Metallica, I think it was, and for less than just under $2 million. Quite a battle axe. And joining us is 11111. Is that Raconteur?
Hey. Yeah, that's me.
Hey, okay, Rack. Good. I thought I recognized you. Let's see.
Was that Deb so saying, Rack. Hey, Rack? Hey, Deb.
Yeah.
Good to hear you.
Yeah, Gary Moore is listed as one of the greatest guitarists of our times. A virtuoso. How do you say that? Virtuoso.
Virtuoso.
Virtuoso. That's it. Yeah, he was listed in the top. I think he's listed number 15 of all time. I would put him much higher than that, but what do I know? Gibson gave tribute to Gary Moore and has a series of guitars, Les Pauls, with his name on it, his style, with his name on it, I guess. Let's see, his father bought him his first guitar at 10 years old. His dad was the promoter, and he ran the Queen, I want to get the name right. It's like the Queen Music Hall down in San Fran and in Los Angeles. He was moved from Dublin, Belfast, right at the time that the social unrest began in Northern Ireland. If you're not familiar with that, that was a pretty ugly time period, but his dad got him to Los Angeles. He moved into Los Angeles eventually, and then back to Ireland later on in his life. But as I said, he played with Skid Row, and Lizzy. His friend Phil Lynott, he was the singer and bass player for Thin Lizzy. He's the one that created the band. They played together in Skid Row, and Phil was asked to leave the band, and Gary ended up following him. The boys are back in town, I think, is the Thin Lizzy hit, right? And I didn't load that one, but we are going to play another one here. I'm going to play, since he listed Eric Clapton as one of his idols, or his most inspiration, I had found a track of Gary Moore playing lead guitar with Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker, the other two members of Cream, playing White Room. Enjoy.
Silver horses, rush
sounded a lot like Eric Clapton. That's Gary Moore playing with Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker, the other two members of the legendary group Cream. Very good, Gary. That's the first time I've really heard that. I just ran across it doing some research. Let's see, Gary Moore left Thin Lizzy after a almost two-year instant success with that group. There was sort of who was the other guy? Well, Phil Lynott was the lead bass player, the songwriter, and the started the group. Gary Moore left during a U.S. tour. He stated there was creative differences, but what really came out was the band's excessive use of drugs. Gary Moore was not into that. He was into creative music, so he left during the tour. He regretted doing it then, but he said it wasn't being that they were so high, sometimes the music suffered and he didn't want any part of it. 1977, he rejoined Thin Lizzy for another U.S. tour and got through that one, I guess. That's the one first time I had heard of it, heard his name. Phil Lynott died from a drug over, he died of a heart attack, I believe, but he died from overuse of cocaine in 1986, and Moore rejoined the original Thin Lizzy band members for a tribute in Ireland where they put a bronze statue of Phil Lynott Guerra. Later influences of the group were Journey and REO Speedwagon. So he was into that Neil Sean from Journey. And REO Speedwagon, I used to know the lead guitarist name, but I do not know it now. Three different times Gary did his own solo studio albums. He, let's see if I can find the page. These are the guys Keith said that he played with or did tracks on some of their albums. That's Rod Argent, the Royal Philharmonic, believe it or not, the Beach Boys, Keith Emerson from Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and Greg Lake from Emerson, Lake and Palmer, the Traveling Wilburys. I know he's a friend of George Harrison's. Paul Rogers from Bad Company and Free, Jack Bruce, John Mayall, Jim Capaldi, he's from Traffic. Quite a list. So how he sneak through and not be more known is puzzling. Did we lose the Lost Nakatour? I'm going to go right on to another song. This is the one that caught my ear when I first heard it. I just couldn't believe it. Enjoy.
Found out the hard way, there's a price you have to pay. I found out that love was no friend of mine. I should have known time after time. I've still
was way too short. Yeah, I've still got the blues from Gary Moore. Great rendition. And that was in the 1990s he released Still Got the Blues. It's collaborated with also with Albert King, Albert Collins, and George Harrison. His first band, he were the Beat Boys. I think he was like 13, 14 years old. And they did nothing but Beatles songs. I have not run across any, but I would like to see what he does, what he would do to it, to a Beatles song, and which ones he'd pick. Probably Taxman, I would say. Yeah, Gary Moore witnessed the conflicts in Northern Ireland between the Protestants and the Catholics, the Irish and the English. If you could imagine, take your world as it is now with the streets wide open and you go for walks, whatever, no problem, to tanks and soldiers with M16s on every corner and explosions and just war coming to your house. It'd shake your world. And this is what Gary, he was already a teenager, but I'm sure he witnessed. He moved from northern Belfast, where I think the worst parts were, to Dublin. So his dad was very aware of the political situation and eventually moved to L.A. with his dad. The Queen's Ballroom, that's what it was, the Queen's Ballroom down in Los Angeles is what his dad promoted and worked for. That was his first time on stage. Gary Moore, sadly, we lost him in February of 2011. He was on vacation. He was on holiday in Spain. He had a heart attack. Some say there was other medical problems, too, because Gary Moore all of a sudden gained a lot of weight. He didn't look real like he used to. That's either from – he was so down on drugs, I can't imagine it was drugs. I think there was probably another medical that they didn't release. But what a guitarist. Have you heard that song, Deb?
Still got I have. It's one of them ones you just can't sit still while you listen to.
Isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it is good. I mean, it used to be so easy to give my heart away. And it used to be so easy to fall in love again, just to find out that love is not my friend. Yeah, the lyrics of that song is pretty hypnotizing, too. I'm going to go ahead and play another one. This is a good one. You're going to love this. This is Empty Room, Empty Rooms. A little repetitive with the lyrics, but the guitar played and the bass player. The bass player is Rod Daisley, who was the bass player for Skid Row and, can't think of the other group. But he's got a little solo in this, too. So Empty Rooms. Gary Moore.
Thank you.
He's just showing off there.
She's gone.
at Gary Moore. Empty rooms. So Clapton-like. Now, you gotta admit, I mean, that song, that guitar solo is in my top five of all time. Empty Rooms by Gary Moore. He's still got the blues for you. That's a beauty too. He's hard to sit still too, like Deborah said. Empty Rooms, Where We Learn to Live Without Love. Yeah, I know them well. There was a quote that was, I don't know how long ago, but it was talking about how fast everybody was. Everybody could play fast. Keith Richards says it's not when you hit a note that makes good music, it's when you don't. Everybody can play fast. Gary Moore's a tribute to that. He doesn't need to. He gave me that guitar cry right there. It's just beautiful. That was on his 59 Gibson Les Paul, Just Cries. Beautiful song. We're coming down to last 15 minutes. I think we could get the songs in. I don't have much else to say about Gary Moore, except he died too early. I saw the interview with Rob Paisley, who he introduced on the beginning of that song, playing bass. Paisley said that Gary Moore was always looking to make something better. Even when he had a gold record, millions and millions sold on the albums, and he was never satisfied. He said he had called his early stuff just crap. That's what Paisley said. And everybody said he was just too hard on himself. The guy lived to play the guitar. His early life, there was a lot of protest songs that were created by wow.
Yeah, I was
sorry
about
that.
Ask back if it was abandoned and it was blasted in my ear.
Well, it was at the same level. Okay, let's try it again. Hopefully you'll get this. Out in the Fields. Oh, of course you jumped. Out in the field. There it is.
Right.
A lot of wet.
Bye.
out in the field, Gary Moore. Yeah, I remember finding out about Gary Moore years ago, and I don't know who the interview was, but the ex-band members, I think one was Rod Paisley, where they were asked about, everybody said how fast Gary was, and they said Gary wouldn't like to hear that because he didn't consider music that way, but if I was to pick the fastest, I would say Gary Moore was the fastest. I mean, I'm going to keep on the guitar neck. So, Rob, Rock the Tour, you're back.
Yes. I don't know about fastest. He's fast, but makes me think of Yngwie Malmsteen.
Yeah, I mean, it's subjective. There are, I mean, what's fast and what scale and what song are you trying to play? Because it's all relative to that.
Yeah.
That title. Like, who's the best? Well, yeah, my pick would probably not be yours. So,
I think there's a distinction between fast and best, because some people, you know, they don't, you know, they kind of gloss over the notes sometimes when they're going that fast, or they miss something, and it's so fast that we don't notice it, but other, you know, professionals are like, oh, he missed it there, you know. There's something to be said for the technique. You know, that there's fast and then there's perfect, and I think there's a difference.
Yeah, I was researching Joe Bonamassa, and I think it was Muddy Waters,
yes,
and Albert King, I think, or B.B. King, said that everybody misses something, you know, and only the other guitarist can really tell. And he goes, but Joe Bonamassa don't miss a thing, which is probably the highest compliment you could get from those guys. But, Gary Moore, I heard two tracks. I was on my brother's farm, putting some water on some pastures and such. And I knew where I was when I heard Gary Moore play Still Got the Blues for You. And I go, who the hell is that guitarist? So then I remembered the name. So when the internet became available, I did some research. I couldn't believe that I did not know him. He played a heavy metal, you know, Skid Row, I didn't listen to at all. Colossus, I had heard maybe the band, but I didn't know who played in it. I did know Thin Lizzy, but he was only there for less than 2 years the first time. So his name wasn't familiar to me. It sort of put me off. I go, I sort of cheated myself because this guy is flipping good. And, so I, through the years, anything that comes up Gary Moore, I pull aside and learn about him even more and more. But so playing tribute to him tonight, I pay him back for not knowing who he was when he was when he was at the top of his game. How could I say? I was in that accident, changed my life. Didn't put music back in for a decade, so that was probably the decade that he was it. Let's see, we're going to play. If you just tuned in, this is To the Voices Radio. We're doing a tribute to Gary Moore, guitar extraordinaire. And I'm going to play one. This is with Phil Lynott, the lead singer and bass player for Thin Lizzy.
Thank you. Champs-Élysées, Saint-Michel, Beaujolais wine. I recall that you were mine in those Parisian days.
Thank you.
as Gary Moore and Phil Lynott, however you say it, playing Parisienne Walkways. Gary, in an interview, said there's all sorts of coded lines in that verse that Phil Lynott put in. For example, the first beginning lines was in Paris. He was born in Paris in 49. That's when he was born. So it starts there. It goes through. And I thought that was interesting, too. But I want to thank everybody for paying attention, listening. Dr. Raconteurs, thanks for calling in. I hope you enjoyed the show. I know they have a lot of time to chat, but I wanted to be sure to get everything, the songs in. Deborah, Lee, thank you so much. And, hey, it worked. I'm still alive.
That's awesome.
That's good
yeah.
news.
And yeah, and thank you for. I got some news at the beginning of the show. We are in 77 countries worldwide. 77. I don't think I could name you 77 countries. That's a lot. Think about it. But
it is a lot.
Thank you for listening. Those that will be listening. You want to go over what's ahead of us, Deborah, or you want to just go out?
Sure, I can do that. Tomorrow night, it's sky, and I am headed there right now to double check the topic. It is Star Wars: The Last Jedi. And she usually tries to go live between 9 and 9:30. So right now I believe it's set for 9:30. So we will see how her schedule goes.
I got to go watch some videos, some parts of those movies. I'm lost when I'm on her show. I don't know what she's talking about. I didn't follow the Star Wars trilogy.
Educate you.
Oh, I get educated. That's why I go. I learned something the other day. I got to call her on stuff to make sure she's making stuff up. Yeah, I'm sure she appreciates that.
Right. And then on Thursday night, on Sweet Pea Show at 10 p.m. Eastern, it's the After Valentine's Day Dump, right? So that ought to be very, very interesting. And then Friday night, at 10 with Liquid Damage, also known as Linda, and Carmine is Open Poetry. And then at 9 p.m. on Saturday, A.P. Taylor, our sponsor, it's Open Poetry. And then on Sunday is Murder and Mayhem with JCA at 9:30. And he's got an very interesting Valentine's Week topic. It's couples who kill together. So that ought to be freaky. And then
stay together.
Right? I guess that's how it works. And then on Monday on my show, I have art by Laura Zombie, who is a really cool artist that Sweet Pea introduced me to. And there's a lot of pictures to choose from. And that's at 10 p.m. And that's the next several days.
Cool. Hey, did you know that Deborah and I both, we got married on St. Valentine's Day?
Not to each other.
But at the same, collide.
See, that was a hint.
Okay, and anyway, we had never met. Found out that our anniversaries, other people. We're the same time, which is blew me away. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day, Deborah.
To you too.
Yeah. And I'm going to go out with wishing well. Oh, maybe I'm not. Now that's the Three Stooges, right? You can hang up. I'm going to play Wishing Well heading out. Gary Moore, one last time. Thank you, Gary.
Okay.
Rock and roll, yes. Down here, God.
Armed patrols are part of the pain that never goes away. Belfast is a city always on guard, and this tension is reflected in Gary Moore's music.
This one's called Wishing Well.
Well, either that volume was too low or too or not high enough. I apologize for that. Thank you, everybody, for sticking around. This is Jay Hatter. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Love and respect. Great show, Hatter.